All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm joined with Melissa Redpill, Redpill the World. And things aren't always what they seem to be. At least with Melissa, she's going to bring a different perspective, a biblical sense to all of this, kind of get through the madness, break through the matrix of all this. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, I'm so glad we could join together because this is really such a big day, a big moment. You know, this deadline that has come up, this is what a lot of people don't recognize is what the biblical timeline is right now. And I want you guys to see it. I don't want you to miss out on what's really biblically happening. Everybody knows it was Easter, but Passover started last week. I just did a video explaining what Passover is because most people don't keep the Passover. But actually, the Bible says for us to keep it from generation to generation because it gives us clues. And so every time we do it, I get another clue. Well, right now, this is the Passover week. It's a seven-day celebration. It is not a coincidence that this deadline for this criminal cabal is on the seventh day of Passover. And I want everybody to know what that means. Go ahead.
So you know what else people shouldn't pass over on?
There you go. I like that.
Noble Gold, baby. When was the last time you actually held your investment? Not checked an app. Not watched a number move on a screen. I mean, physically held it in your hand. That's what I love about gold. It's real, it's tangible, and it's yours, folks. No passwords, no logins, no six-digit codes texted to you for access. In a world that's getting more digital, more abstract, more complicated, gold is simple. It's really quite simple. That's why we're seeing a massive shift into precious metals as everything moves to the cloud. People are starting to value what they can actually hold in their hand, and there's something very powerful about that because real ownership is becoming very rare. If you want to see what that looks like for you, check out noblegoldinvestments.com. Noblegoldinvestments.com, folks, is down there at the bottom. And also, ninoscorner.shop down there below, folks. Get your shirts, your hats, your coffee mugs. It's all below this video. And ninoscorner.tv, live forever sale. Live forever. One-time payment, live forever resurrection sale right now. All right, so let's get into this. So I'm hearing up to 1 million Iranian citizens take to the streets of Tehran, despite the 40,000-plus martyred citizens by the sadistic regime. So I'm also hearing that the Ayatollahs and leadership are planning to flee to Russia. Now, that's some back-end stuff.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Like, they're getting ready.
They have put these people through hell. These people have been through hell. One of my dearest friends is from Iran. She fled there, and she's been crying for 47 years.
She fled to Iran?
From Iran. She's been living in America for almost all of her life, and she's fled from Iran to America. Yeah, because she was like...
Oh, I meant she's fled from America to Iran. I was like, wow, I've never heard of that before.
Not exactly, no. She talks about, I mean, it's just so scary to live there and all the hell they've been through. And they remember what it was like before the Iranian regime took over. And so most people, America's President Trump just said this on his press conference. Most people in America have no idea what hell the people have been through.
It's right. And then right now you got people like Candace Owens, you got people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, so many people coming out. He's demonic. He's crazy. He's senile. He's got dementia.
And they don't understand. And I want the people of Iran to be free. We've heard on the board for years, you know, free Iran, that was Iran was next. But bigger than that is this is the proxy, the arm of the New World Order cabal. This is the head of the beast. And so he's not really talking about the IRGC, the Iranian regime. He's talking when he's going out against them, he's going against the criminal cabal. Yeah. How about you like that one? Okay. Go ahead and read that post.
Yeah. Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day all wrapped up into one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the, you know what, straight.
Right.
I'm not cussing because of you. Usually I cuss on that. Okay. I respect you, by the way.
Thank you.
You crazy, you know what, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah. Right. That's so wild, man. So crazy.
That is crazy. I know. Okay. And look at the time that he posted this. This was his Easter morning post. Okay, so he had already posted, you know, about Good Friday and looking forward to Resurrection Day and Easter and celebrating about our Lord Jesus Christ. And he obviously gave honor to the Lord. But I just love that this was his Easter morning post.
Crazy.
He's telling the cabal, not just the IRGC, he's telling the cabal, you're going to go to hell. It's what he's telling them.
And then here's this. Here's
Marjorie. What's that?
This is Marjorie Taylor Greene on Easter morning. This is what President Trump posted. Everyone in his administration that claims to be a Christian needs to fall on their knees and beg for forgiveness from God and stop worshiping the president and intervene in Trump's madness. I know all of you and him, and he has gone insane. And all of you are complicit. I'm not defending Iran, but let's be honest about all this. The strait is closed because the U.S. and Israel started the unprovoked war against Iran based on the same nuclear lies they've been telling for decades, that at any moment Iran would develop a nuclear weapon. Well, who gave? Okay, sorry. You know who has nuclear weapons? Israel. They're more than capable of defending themselves without the U.S. having to fight their wars, kill innocent people, people and children who pay for it. So to me, it's so obvious, Melissa, right? It's like she just doesn't. I just feel
they
like
don't get it. They don't get the big picture.
Exactly.
And this is the thing. What the big picture is that we're trying to destroy the New World Order criminal cabal, the Lloyds of London, who think they're the Lords of London. They're the ones who are trying, who've been running the world for a very long time. And that's what President Trump is fighting. The military knows that. It's just Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these other ones don't understand that. And we can't worry about what they say and what the lefties say. And it's really shocking how many people don't get it. Either way.
Right. And we wanted Trump to roll up his sleeves and get dirty. We're cleaning up a mess. Who's the one that gave billions upon billions of cash on pallets to Iran? Obama.
Exactly.
Biden opening our borders. He's cleaning up a mess.
Right. But I think so look at that other post I put out there that said Passover Day 7. You see that one? Pop that up there. This is President Trump putting out there the date and time that they will be going into hell.
I have a Passover. I have this one.
No, the one that says day 7, Passover day 7.
I'm looking for
that
file.
Video right there. Go to my melissaredpill.com and you'll be able to find my video channels. But I show everybody what Passover is about. It's the celebration of our deliverance from this criminal cabal. This is the whole point. If you watch the Ten Commandments movie, the whole point is that the people have been crying out, like, Lord, save us from these people. They're so evil. And like the Iranian regime, they're just so evil. What they've done in Iran is what they want to do throughout all the world. And if President Trump was not standing in the way, that's exactly what they would do in America. They take away the guns and we'd be in the same boat that these poor people are in Iran. But the whole point of the celebration, and like I said, we're supposed to keep this generation to generation, but they didn't want us to do that because you would realize that the Lord's going to deliver us from our enemies, but we have to fight for it. Okay, so then it's a 7-day celebration, and they are on that 7th day. They had gotten out of Egypt on the first day, and they had marched to the Red Sea. Their back was against the Red Sea. The Egyptians are coming chasing after them, saying, "No, we want you to come back here and do all of our work." And then the Lord stops them and opens the Red Sea. He lets the God's people walk through on dry ground, mind you. And then the Egyptians foolishly, this is what April Fools is all about. April Fools is because they foolishly went into the Red Sea. How stupid is that? Just like the Iranian regime, just like the New World Order. They're so foolish. They know President Trump holds all the cards. And they're foolishly just saying, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to.
So this really is like
biblical.
Biblical and like almost like history repeating.
Exactly. That's why I have that book called End Times. This is Biblical, because all these Bible stories that
I don't know what order I'm throwing these up.
So all these Bible stories that we've been learning all of our lives, they're being reenacted before our eyes. They were a roadmap for us being delivered from these people. When Jesus said for us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," he wasn't kidding. This is what we're witnessing. You and I, all of us on this channel, are witnessing the deliverance of not just America, not just Iran, but of the world. This is what we're witnessing, and so many people are missing it. It drives me crazy. But anyway, to go back to that one that's you saw the Passover prep, but did you see the one that's got the pink letters, the big giant pink letters, Passover day seven? Day seven commemorates the day when the Egyptians went into the Red Sea and the Red Sea covered them over. If you remember, our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, he says that they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them all away. They're going to be gone. The Bible says they'll be gone. That's what the Golden Age is all about. And I've written this book called The Golden Age. If you guys haven't read this one, definitely check. I just have the audio book. I just finished
it. I just don't understand why he's giving them a time, like 8 p.m. Eastern time, like telegraphing.
Right. Well, that, okay. 8 p.m. Tuesday is the seventh day of the Passover. They know this symbolism. Most people don't understand the symbolism. He's saying, that's your day. That's your moment to go into hell. I really do believe that's what he's saying. And I don't think he's bluffing. This is the exact moment on the biblical calendar, on the festival, that they know you celebrate the demise of the evildoers.
I kind of wonder, like, is Candace and all them, like, are they playing a role here? Because it just sounds so off the rails.
I will tell you, one of my posts I just did about, 3 weeks ago, Candace was talking about, in the end, God wins, which that's a big phrase for us. In the end, God wins. I don't know if you know that. That's a big phrase. Right. And she said it. And as soon as she said it, she started backtracking, like, I didn't mean that. God's already won and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes some of this really makes me think that she's in on it, working with him.
I like what she's doing with the Erica Kirk stuff. I think she's like over the target on that. But when she starts going off the rails with Trump, I'm like, oh, man,
I know.
And I'm not trying to pretend to be like this loyalist. I just see the operation. I see the strategy. I don't know how others don't.
And that's what's always been so crazy to me since the beginning. If I was Trump, I would go in and I would want everybody supporting me. It's like he's got certain people that he has fighting against him for some kind of strategic plan, which is, not what I would do. I would just say, I want everybody to support me 1,000%.
Well, I think he wants people to think that he's a madman. He wants to sound like he's off his rocker, that he's senile, has dementia, whatever they're saying. I mean, maybe this is helping what he wants to do with Iran.
That may be. You're very, strategically.
Yeah.
And also to keep us safe. Because if everybody, I do believe this, and this is all, and I've talked to you about this before, that I believe that, you're one of the warriors, the chosen warriors, just like it says in Revelation chapter 14. If you guys aren't familiar, wow. I've decoded Revelation, and Revelation 14 is the hand-selected chosen warriors. Not everybody was chosen to do this. And if everyone was doing this, then the cabal probably would have done something terrible before now. They have to think that there's some kind of hope. Just like that verse I just quoted to you, it says they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them away. They'll be, having weddings and parties until just the very last moment. So if they thought that there was no hope, then they would probably do something like nuclear.
I still feel like we're coming into some kind of scary event, or I know, talking to other guests, they talk about Bondgate and the bonds, treasury bonds, the whole thing that's coming. Like, this is one battle after another. Like, this is not just stopping here. There's way more battles ahead of us.
Okay. I can't remember when we talked last, but something I wanted to tell you, I was right about something, which is really very exciting. And there's a beautiful sign in the heavens. And go look at my Melissa Red Pill X account, you guys. It's still posted at the top, that on Christmas Day, I believe the banks went belly up. They cannot meet their margin calls. They've sold this fake paper silver at $30 an ounce. Well, now it's, $65, $70, $100 an ounce. They can't meet their margin calls. Their margin calls came in March. I think that basically they're already defunct, bankrupt, all the banks. So he's destroying their ability to control the oil in the Middle East. He's stopping their ability to control the financial markets. All these things are being stopped. And so I think that, this could have happened long ago, but it would have been much, much more dangerous. It's taken so long to get to this point to keep everyone as safe as possible. That's what I believe.
I do too. And I know that he's taking out the globalist nuclear option here. by eliminating Iran as even a problem. And he kind of has to bomb them into the Stone Ages so that they're never a threat again.
Right.
This is not about kicking the can down the road. This is about eliminating
them. This is now. Exactly. This is not. This is the fighter 1-2 punch. Okay, go pull up the 44 post. This was something I just posted the other day on Saturday, which was 4-4.
It said, be careful not to say the letter.
Okay, I won't. Okay, POTUS will be up all night. Pray. Watch the news tomorrow. Okay, so what could that have been? I mean, he was up all night dealing with this whole thing going on in the extraction of the pilots. So
yeah, I put the news out like a couple of days before it happened, and I got eaten alive by the trolls. And I was like, oh man, it had me second guessing my own like intel and sources. I was like, so I took it down, but then I put it back up, and I'm like, I'm gonna go with this. And I was right.
I was right, exactly. Yeah. Because your people are not gonna come at you,
no.
The trolls come at you.
Right.
And I have to remember that because I'm like, what is all this hate I'm getting? And I know it's just the haters. And so I try to use that as to say, hey, I'm on the right track. I'm over the target. Okay. So yeah, I think that was very interesting. And so whatever's going on right now, some of this, I wonder if some of this is theater. I don't know. I'm just saying, I think this is quite a coincidence that this post was, you know, there. And I think we're at that moment. POTUS will be up all night. And they just had the news conference. It was amazing about the amazing extraction. Pull up the one about Good Friday. I think this is so cool. Pete Hegseth, and I don't have the clip to show you, but I'm just going to tell you what he said. He said that the fighter was shot down on Good Friday, hidden in a cave on Saturday.
It's like Jesus.
It's
like the tomb, and then he's right? I mean, come on.
And it can't, exactly. And found alive on Easter Sunday. How cool is that? Isn't that awesome? It
sounds planned. I don't know.
It does, but it just sounds so cool and so biblical. This is the kind of thing that God does to make you go, wow, this is super cool. And really what's so great is that it's now cool to put faith in the Lord. And that's just so beautiful. The other one,
I think they waited. I think they got, okay, just my opinion.
Yeah.
I think they revealed it on Easter Sunday, but I heard he was, you know, I put out the news a couple of days before.
Okay. Look at the one, glory to God. Pull up the one, glory to God. You got to see this. This is so cool. Okay. This is what President Trump put out. Remember when I gave Iran 10 days to make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait? Time is running out 48 hours before all hell will rain down on them. And so he had given them this ultimatum. And then he says, glory be to God. This is what Pete Hegseth reposted this. Now pull up Revelation 11:13. That you said that post right there I sent you?
That thing.
Yes. This is Revelation 11, verse 13. In that same hour, there was a great earthquake and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. Glory to God. This is in Revelation 11, where it's talking about that the cabal will be brought down. This Antichrist criminal network will be brought down. It says 7,000 were killed and the rest gave glory to God. So when he's saying glory be to God, I think he's talking Trump.
Right. And you know, they're taking that very, you know, the Al-Akbar is pretty pissed off in his cave right now hearing reading this. I mean, they're like, this is holy war to the, you know,
right.
This is the hour here. This is like for real is game on.
It is. It is. I thought that was so cool. Now, I want you to understand this is so cool, everybody. This 7,000 people were killed. You know, and it says the rest gave glory to God. Is something going to happen? Like I said, I don't think Trump is bluffing. And it's 7,000 people. That may be a symbolic number because it's seven, right? But if those people, there's a certain number of them die, do you think that this is like going to be the top people of the cabal? It's not going to be Iranian people. It's going to be people at the top. And what if we get news that some of these big names that you and I are chomping at the bit for them to get prosecuted. What if they end up dead? I don't know.
I don't know either. My guess is as good as yours.
Right, but I'll tell you one thing. It's not going to be on us. We've already taken enough. We've already had enough. The Iranian people have had enough. It's going to be on the cabal is what I believe.
I'm with you. I'm not turning my back on Trump. I'm not jumping ship. No. I just feel like this is like a script. I just can't figure out if this is real prophecy. We're following a script.
It's too perfect. It is too perfect. I'm ride or die. He's our, let's just be honest. He's our only hope. Nobody else is going to have. Who else is going to have?
What's our other option? Hillary Clinton?
Thank you.
You know, Biden, Kamala Harris, Newsom. Obama. No, that's not acceptable.
Right. And we've pushed it too far. We've already come too far. We know too much. If they were able to get control, it would be Iran times a million. So I pull up the one I just did. Must see hidden information. And I know you got a jet. You got some other stuff.
Must see hidden information right here.
Okay. So I posted this on Saturday. So you guys go and check that out because this is super cool about Easter. I talk about this every Easter. I did a video and it's now back up. I've got my YouTube channel back. We're trying to get everybody.
Yes. Awesome.
Available over. Yeah. We're back. Yeah. And so this video, like I said, has 500,000 views. It talks about the blood of Christ and what happened when that soldier pierced his abdomen. And so it talks about where the blood went. If you've not seen this, you've got to see it. It's absolutely amazing. Go and check it out. My channel is called Melissa Red Pill 11. So definitely check that. And I think that's it. Those are the main things I wanted to see. We'll watch and see what happens.
I don't know what this is.
Oh yeah. That one I talk about. What is going on financially when, this Trump Strait, he called it the Trump Strait the other day, where he's going to control it's not going to be the Strait of Hormuz, it'll be the Trump Strait. It's not going to be controlled by the cabal is the point. And that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't understand, or Candace Owens, they don't understand.
Well, do you think, these people are either part of this operation and they're just, throwing fuel on the fire, or just trying to make Trump look like a madman, playing that card with him, or they are really right. Not getting it.
It gets everybody talking about it.
Which is kind of scary to me because how can Candace be so brilliant in some things, but this completely escapes her.
Right. Exactly. That doesn't make sense. So I think that maybe it does get people talking. There has to be some kind of scuttlebutt. There has to be some kind of drama to get.
I know Charlie Kirk was against the Iran war, from the beginning. And I heard Trump even barked at him one time in the Oval Office and said, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, he didn't want to hear anything from Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was saying it's insane to go into Iran, let them fight their own wars, blah, blah, blah. But, then again, I've seen Charlie Kirk get red-pilled live.
I have too.
One of the events when the guy was like, yes. Okay, Charlie, what happened at 9/11? Who was behind that? And they started talking about Israel. And he was just... you could see Charlie Kirk's wheel spinning, like, what's going on here? Like, he was short-circuiting. Like, he was getting red-pilled live right there by that kid. And then after that, that's when Charlie started going the other direction with Israel, and that's when all the bad stuff started happening. So that kid, I give that kid credit for red-pilling Charlie Kirk. And I don't think Candace is completely – she's more black-pilled to me, it seems like.
Well, and also, if she's not in on it, she's probably moving out of a place of just anger about what happened to Charlie.
Yeah.
And again, yeah. My thoughts on that, which is I think a lot of this is theater. But, okay, so the thing I want – okay, for you guys to go and watch this video about Trump clues, about the Trump cash, because he's signing the money coming in June. He is not going to put his signature on fake monopoly money, cabal money. He's not going to do that. He's going to put his signature on currency that is backed by hard assets.
Gold and silver. And that's another thing I've heard is that he's trying to bring silver mining here into the States and oil drilling. So obviously, whatever happened in the Middle East, it's fine. He's going to bring drill, baby, drill.
Exactly. Exactly. And he just had a smelter that he opened in have approved in Tennessee. Well, I didn't know about Texas, but there's one in Tennessee. So we're going to have all this back. And not only for our country, but for every country, we'll have their own assets. That's the whole problem with the cabal. The other thing is on what talked about the Strait. I talk about in that video how the cabal took over the oil in Iran back in 118 years ago, not just since the Shah, was, you know, before during the Shah time, but 118 years ago that they controlled the oil, and therefore they controlled the strait, they controlled the price of oil. And so how do they do that? By all this stock manipulation, all this controlling all the mayhem and all the conflict in the Middle East. And that is what's all got to stop. And I talk about that on that video, Trump Clues. So definitely check into that.
Well, Melissa, thank you for joining me. I'm going to go ahead and show this right here. Well, bam. How do you like that?
There you go. That's how you find me.
Yeah, there you go. MelissaRedPill.com. I'm glad you're back on YouTube. Makes me feel a little safe too. a little more safe at least. So Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. We had fun.
Yeah, love it. Love you, bro.
Stay with me for a moment. All right, folks. Oh, folks, also please like, share, subscribe. Pass this video around, share it, you know, show the love. All right.
Yeah, you want to pray? You want to pray before we go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lord, for all that we're seeing. Thank you that you've given us the eyes to see. Thank you that you've awakened us so that we can piece this all together. And Lord, it's still so hard for us to understand exactly what's going on, but we trust your plan. And we know that you are going to deliver us from these evildoers. And we're going to have the beautiful golden age. And Lord, just every day, every step of the way, we just trust that you're going to guide us through, and we're going to go to the beautiful promised land. We pray this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Melissa. Stay with me one moment.
Love you, bro.
Love you too.